Paragraph base. V'alkein osur lekabel schar alimura Torah. Based on what we just learned, you could understand why, on a general level, a person is not supposed to accept payment for teaching Torah. Why? Kitzorich lamoil batoira biyegia gedoila. Because we know that a Jew is supposed to struggle in Torah with incredible, incredible effort. K'may Sham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says on the pasuk, Odom kiyomus ba'oihel, a person who will die in the tent. The Gemara says there, Ein ha'toira miskayemes ela b'mi shememes atzmo yaleh. The Torah doesn't really become well established in a person unless he kills himself for it, unless he's ready to kill himself for the study of Torah. Ukamay shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, Imbechukoisai teilechu, if you will go in my paths, in my laws, the Gemara says, Almenas shetihyu amelim batorah, that Hashem says, my condition for your success in Torah is amelus. You have to be willing to struggle. You have to be willing to really work hard at it. V'ikor ha'omol vayegia shetzrichen lamoilus yagia harbe batorah, Hurak bishvil levarer esek ha'toirah, sheyi ahlimud lishmo, lasis nachas ruach liyotzer isborach. The main struggle in Torah is the struggle to be zeicha to learn the right way, that I should be zeicha to be learning lishmo, for to serve Hashem, to give pleasure and satisfaction to Hashem. V'lo yiyeh limudoi chas v'shalom b'shvil toyeles atzmoi. The learning should not be a self-satisfying thing for my own personal glory, lehisyaher, to receive honor for it, ulekanter chas v'shalom, or even worse, to try to undermine the Torah, chas v'shalom, to try to undermine the Torah, to try to disprove the Torah, chas v'shalom. V'lo yaseim atorah lehizgadel bohem, the mission says in Pirkei Avos, which we just started reading during these 7 weeks in between Pesach and Shavuos, we recite Pirkei Avos, that the person should not make the Torah into a crown for himself, said people should give him all kinds of honor and respect for his Torah knowledge, Veloy kardoim lacherpa, and he shouldn't use it as a shovel to dig with, meaning he shouldn't use it for parnasa, for wealth, to acquire money, to make money. That's not why a person should be studying Torah. If a person is studying Torah for those reasons, he's not on the right path. He's not studying the Torah for the truri, lishma. Lishma is for Hashem's kavod, not for my kavod, for Hashem's kavod. V'ikar ha'yegia ve'ha'omal b'shas ha'limud hu'rak b'tor shebal peh. And the main struggle and difficulty during the time of learning is especially when one is learning Torah shebal peh, Gemara, halacha. Ki b'limud chumish ein tzrichen l'siyagea kol kach. Because when a person is studying chumish, it's not that much of a struggle. V'ikar ha'yegia v'homol hu rak b'torah shebal peh. The main effort and struggle is only in Torah shebal peh. V'zehu machmas shebetorah shebal peh shechidesh hatana. Oy eze tzadik behechrich yesh bo b'chinas smoila. And the reason for that is because of the fact that in the Torah shebal peh that the Tana generated, or whatever tzaddik it is who made those statements in the Shulchan Aruch, whatever, there has to be a left side over there. Shohaya muchruch hatana lipoil b'shas amiras torosoy leize shgia daka. The Tana, at the time that he was saying his Torah, had to fall into some kind of a tiny error, kidei lahamshich parnoso kanal, in order to thereby be able to draw parnoso to the world. Asher mishom nimshach bechinas mashmos shelupoy shem yikoshlubam kanam. That's what generated this potential, this possibility that when one is learning their words, there's this potential for upoy shem yikoshlubam, that a person who is a posheya, a person who's not going into it for the right reasons, he will stumble in the Torah. The Torah will mislead him. It'll misdirect him. It won't lead him in the right direction. It'll feed him the wrong information. Umachmazeh, and for this reason, kol mi sheroitzel lasid batoira be'emes, any person who wants to really study Torah the right way, v'lizkois lekisra shel Torah, and to be zeicha to the crown of Torah, lizkois al yedei haTorah lechaye olam, to be zeicha through his study of Torah to olam haba, to live the right kind of life, lehizdabek bekoinoi, to deeply attach himself to his creator, asher zeh tachlis esek haTorah kedoshah, that's the real purpose, that's the real goal for studying Torah. That person has to struggle a lot in the study of Torah Shebal Peh, levarer, to sort out, ulahachnia bechinas achizas upoishim yikoshlubam, and to subdue, to eliminate that aspect of upoishim yikoshlubam, the negativity that's found in the Torah, that negative aspect, that left side that's in it, dahainu hamachshavos shel gasus upnios v'armumios sheroidef achar machshavtoim. This means the thoughts of arrogance and all the ulterior motives and the shrewdness, the wrong kind of shrewdness that pursues his thinking, v'roitzim lahatois levovoi menoem es chasashon, and they're trying to push him away from the truth, from the real truth. They're trying to get him to deviate from the real purpose for why he's learning. Lasik batoira bishvil kovoy vegasus, bishvil sheiskore rebbe, said that he should be called rabbi, bishvil sheye rav beize kehila, so he should be a rabbi in a certain community, oy moira hoira, or a poiseg, oy lihi ois mafursam, or to have major recognition, v'loimar Torah b'suda shlishis, to be the one who sits in front and expounds Torah at suda shlishis, ulahanig ho'ilam, and to lead the people, ulaharbois kvoidoi, and thereby increase his own personal kvoid, kanohug achshav, as is the custom today, Rav Nosson Zal says. He was talking during his time, 200 years ago, he's saying that unfortunately many of the people who were learning Torah were not in it for the right reasons, were not in it for real purity, for Hashem's kavod. I don't want any kavod for myself. And if I have to be a rabbi, I'm going to make sure that any of the respect that's given to me, I'm going to play hot potato with it. The second I get it, I'm going to toss it away and toss it to Hashem. They're going to say, oh, you're so smart. I look at them like they're quoting me. I'm so nuts. Hashem gave me a brain. Hashem gave me the ability to remember. Hashem gave you, you have your qualities, I have mine. Well, it's not, it's mine. It's me. It's my muscles that gave me my knowledge and ability. Nuts. It's not, nothing is ours. This is all from Hashem. But unfortunately, not everybody thinks that, not everybody feels that way. There are many people, the Satan, the Yetzirah, plays with people and gets people to want these things, to want kavod, to want money, to want recognition. These are the standard values of the world culture, right? The secular world. And unfortunately, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that a lot of this has crept even into the religious world, Rahman al-Islam. Ukiyotze be'elu hapniyos v'hashtusim horabim v'habilbulim sheyesh lahaloimdim b'shas oskam b'torah shebal peh. And Rav Nosson Zal says all kinds of other foolishness and nonsense and wrong thoughts that people have when they're studying Torah Shebal Peh, especially Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, those things. V'chol zeh nimshach mishigia dako shehoya lahatzadik b'shas hizgalos terosoy. Where does all of this originate from? Person would say, but I don't understand. How could it be that a person who's learning Torah, the Torah is from Hashem? How could it be that the Torah could mislead somebody? How could it be that the Torah could strengthen wrong kind of attitudes and wrong kind of feelings in a person? Rabbeinu Zal said over there, I'm telling you exactly why. That because of the fact that the tzaddik, at the time that he was saying those mishnayos, those Torah, Hashem forced him to veer off course a drop to the left. That veering, that coming into contact with the left is what left a potential in his Torah that whenever anyone learns that Torah, there's a right and a left. And depending on the choice that that person makes, the conscious choice, do I choose, am I learning the Torah to make myself smaller or to make myself bigger? Do I want the Torah to make me smaller, more humility, more the proper kind of qualities? Or do I want the Torah to make me great? Do I want the Torah to make Hashem great, to be able to broadcast Hashem's greatness to the world, or that the world should come to recognize my greatness, how great I am? Whereby the tzaddik was forced to fall into that tiny mistake, b'shvil lahamshich parnosa loylam, in order to be able to draw parnosa to the world. V'alkein tzrichin yegia gedoyla, and this is why it requires incredible effort. What are you talking about? What effort are we talking about? Dahainu loshuv b'tshuva shalema al kol ma'asav haroim. This means for the person to know who he is, to be honest with himself, and to make a cheshbon nefesh, and to be able to review what he's done in his life. And if he realizes that he's made mistakes in his life, he's committed sins, b'machshava, b'dibur, b'maisa, to make sure to do tshuva, to apologize to Hashem for the sins. If chas shalom he stole money, to return the money, to correct, to do a real sincere tshuva for all of his mistakes. Ulehisamets b'chol ois, lehachnia ulehashpil kol elu hamachshava yisrois. And to focus all of his concentration, to really concentrate heavily on pushing away, on rejecting all of those extraneous thoughts and those extraneous desires for kavod and for money and all of that stuff, ulevakesh me'Hashem yisborach, and to plead with Hashem, sheyizke sheyihye limudoy lahashchina, that my learning should be for the sake of the Shechina, to elevate the Shechina from its fallen state. Dahainu sheyasek b'hatoyra b'shvil Hashem yisborach levad. My reason for studying Torah should be for the sake of Hashem only. Shetzivonu lasek b'toyra, Hashem who commanded us to study the Torah. V'lasois nachas ruach lefonov, she'omar v'naser etzoinoi. And to please Hashem through the fact that Hashem said, simple Simon said, do this, and I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing it, because Hashem said so. V'zehu ikar hayegia v'ho'omol b'tor shebal peh. This is the real struggle. This is the real battle in Torah Shebal Peh. There are many people who start learning Gemara and they see you tell them, how's it going? The Aramaic is hard. This is hard. I can't understand. The logic, they don't realize Rav Nosson Zal zeroing in on what's behind it. That's all a curtain. They don't realize what's really behind it. That because of these circumstances, because of how Hashem created the world, and there's a right and a left, and because of the fact that the tzaddik, at the time he said this Torah, he had to have contact with the left, that's what made it that inside this Torah Shebal Peh now, there's a toiv and a ra. There's a ra inside the Torah. And the Gemara says, when we do have, we say, V'zois ha-Torah asher som Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael. This is the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu placed before the Jews. So the Gemara says the word sam can mean poison. The word sam can mean elixir or medicine. The Gemara says, if a person is zoicha, the Torah is a medicine for him. If he's not zoicha, it's a poison. It's a deadly poison. The Torah will kill him. What do you mean? The Torah is called the tree of life. Yes. For some people, it's the tree of life. And for others, chas v'shalom, it's the opposite. And this is where the yegia comes in. This is where a person has to be aware of this. They have to recognize this problem. And they have to beg Hashem, Hashem, please steer me in the right direction. If I'm doing this, I'm going to put all of this effort into this to bury myself. After 70 years, I'm going to find out that this sultan made a fool out of me, an idiot, that he played a game with me and making me think I was religious, making me think I was a rabbi and it was baloney. That's not real rabbi. Real rabbi is nobody, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vanachnu, we are nothing. Vanachnu mo, we're nothing. We're zero." That's a true Talmud Chacham. Ki be'emes. Now Rav Nosson says, because the truth is, gam hayegia veha'omel shel haloimdim shamelim batoira levarer hasugya v'halocha al mechayna, even the effort and the struggle that people who learn Gemara put into clarifying the Gemara, understanding, you know, understanding what it's saying and what it really means, and the halacha sorting out what's the right thing, ula suke shmaitza liba de hilchasa, and to be able to come to a proper conclusion after a whole major discussion and battle in the Gemara, to know what's the final halacha. What am I supposed to do? Am I allowed to eat this? Am I not allowed to eat this? Am I allowed to do this or not? Gamze nimshach rak mize. That whole struggle, that whole problem comes from what we just explained here. Mibchinas hashgi anal, based on that tiny error, shehu bechinas smoila, which is that contact with the left side, shemishom achizas upoishim ikoshlubam. That's where this whole problem of upoishim ikoshlubam came into existence. Shemishom achizas haklipois shehem moitz v'teven hachoifen al halacha. That's what made it possible for the klipois, the forces of tumah, the negative forces that represent like the chaff on the wheat. On the wheat, you have the actual kernel, and it's surrounded by all kinds of stuff that you have to strip away in order to get to the healthy, to the kernel itself. Interesting, we just saw recently that Tikkun Ezra says that the word chita, in the word chita, the hey represents the shechina. The letter hey usually represents the shechina. The ches and tes are the ches and tes of the word chait, sin. That's the sin, the negative forces, the klipos that surround the shechina, that surround the Torah Shebaal Peh, that surround the kedusha, blocking a person or challenging the person from being able to get to the truth, from being able to get inside to the holiness. He has to first be able to break through and strip away the ra, the klipos, the wrong thoughts, the ulterior motives, in order to get to the truth, the ultimate truth. Shemishom nimshachim kol hakushyos v'chol hakvedus v'chol ach. That's where all the questions and all the heaviness that people experience in learning Gemara, v'chol achumrois shebahalacha, and all the difficulties in being able to define the halacha, it's very difficult to understand it properly, ulahoitzi hadin lamitoi, and to be able to extract the proper maskona, the proper final verdict, you know, from the Gemara. Ki kol ze nimshach mehem, because all of this is coming from them. Who's the them? Shehem bechinas moitz v'teven shebahalacha. The outside, the chaff of the halacha. Kemuva b'tikunim, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, Tikkun Yud Zayin, uberayim mehemna, and in the Raya Mehemna, that section of the Zohar Kodesh, bekama mekoimois. In many places in the Zohar Kodesh, it talks about this problem. V'ikr chiyusam v'choychom nimshach rak al yidei hashgia dako shel atzadik, and the main source of life and power of these other forces of the Sitra Achra comes from that tiny error of the tzadik, shehoya muchrach lipolpo, which he was forced to go into, b'shvil parnosu kanal, in order to be able to draw parnosu. And it's for this reason that every single person who wants to achieve real success in Yiddishkeit has to struggle, really struggle in Torah, to subdue and to eliminate the chaff, the unwanted portion from the halacha, Shehem achizas haklipois, which is the grasp of the klipois. Shehem hamachshovoi shel gasus upnios. This is all of those thoughts of gaiva and all of those thoughts of ulterior motives in why I'm doing this. Ve'oz zoiche lahalocha brura. When a person is zoiche to get rid of all of that, then Hashem opens his eyes and he's zoiche to be able to see the correct halacha, the real truth of the Torah. Ulasuke shmaitza liba dehilchasa. He's able to learn Torah in a way where he derives the proper conclusions. He comes to the proper conclusions from everything he learns. Ki kisha oisek lishmo b'shvil Hashem yizborach, azai Hashem imoi v'azai halocha kamoisoi. Because when a Jew is zoche to learn Torah lishmo, really for the right reasons, for the sake of Hashem, for Hashem's kavod, then Hashem is with that person. And the Gemara tells us that when it says Vashem Imoy, it means Halacha Kamoisai. The Halacha is like him. Kamoisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says about Dovid HaMelech, versus Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul HaMelech was great, Dovid HaMelech was great. But the Gemara says, it says by Dovid HaMelech, Vahashem Imoy, Shahalocha Kamoisai, that Dovid HaMelech was Zoicha, that the Halocha was like him. Ki kol ha-kushyois v'ha-chumrois nimshochim rak machmas shebechol dor v'dor begolus hamar hazeh mizgaber hasitrachra b'yoseh. Because all the questions, all the unresolved questions, and all the struggles, and all the difficulties involved in understanding the Torah correctly, all are based on the fact that in every single generation, while we're going through this long, bitter exile, mizgaber hasitrachra b'yoseh, the sitrachra keeps getting stronger and stronger. He keeps fighting harder. Umachnis pniois vegasus yoiser balev, and he injects more ulterior motives, more gaiva into the hearts of those people, the religious people, the people that are learning. Umachmazeh ein halacha umishna brura b'shum mokoyim. And the Gemara says, for this reason, we're in a situation today where you can't find halacha brura and mishna brura. You can't find a total clarity in Yiddishkeit any place. Ki betchila bedoyros harishonim, because in the beginning, in the earlier generations, lo yhoya shum machlokes, there was no divisiveness, there was no confusion, there was no unclarity, there was no two opinions. Rak misherobu talmidei Shammai v'Hillel sheloy shimshu es rabon kol tzorcham. The Gemara says it was only generations afterwards, after the students of Shammai and Hillel continued, and they made Musa, and there were students who did not serve their rabbis properly. They didn't have the proper Yerushamayim. They didn't have this, the proper preparation that we said here that needs to go into learning Torah the right way. That's what put the cloud on the Torah. That's what made it unclear. Suddenly everything, he says black, he says white, he says tomei tohor, kosher posel, osur ma, everything becomes machloikis. Everything, there's three opinions on it. And as the generations continue, the machloikis gets even bigger. It's more confusing. Person would say, what do you mean? They just wrote this sefer, that now they resolved all the questions. Now it became even more questions, more confusing. Ki hatzadik shemechadesh hatoiro hu tzorich behechrech lipoy le'ezeh shgia daka b'shvil lahamshech parnos olam. Because again, the tzadik who revealed that Torah, the Mishnayis or the Gemara, he had to fall into this Shgiyah Daka in order to be able to draw Parnasa to the world. Aval tzorich sheyeh ha-shgiyah dak min adak. However, that era has to be micro. It has to be something very, very fine, very tiny. Rak betzimtzum godel, to the tiniest degree, letzorich ha-hechruch levad, only for what's necessary, only to be able to create that pipeline that's needed through which Klal Yisrael could be able to receive Parnosa. But what happens is, Aval b'chol dor v'dor nismat in halavavois, however, as the generations continue, the hearts become smaller, people keep getting to lower and lower levels of spirituality, ad shelefomim boim lidei shgia yoiser, to the point where the person who's giving over Torah doesn't make a tiny mistake, he makes big mistakes. Ad shebechol pam nisraba hamachloikis ayidezeh. And as a result, the machloikis gets bigger. There's more machloikis, more divisiveness, more opinions on the matter. Ubitchila shadayin loy nisachza sitrachra kolkach bois hashgia. At first, when the sitrachra was not able to grab hold of and draw so much power from the tiny, tiny error. Ki afal piken hoyo oskom batoyra begdusha gedoyla, because despite everything, the people in those days were learning Torah with tremendous kedusha, with tikkun abris, with all kinds of holiness. Al kein loynase mipegam hashigia kiim ribui hamachlokes batoyra atzma. Therefore, as a result of that tiny error that the Tana made, it only resulted in a little bit of confusion or a little bit of debate regarding matters of Torah. Shehu machloikis shebikdusha. That at least is a machloikis of kedusha. Aval achshav. But today, and Rav Nosson Zal's talking today, his time. But today, ba'avonoseinu harabim, unfortunately, due to our many sins, nisachzu moed, the Sitra Achra has been able to gain a very solid foothold, to be able to grab hold in a strong way to the Torah, to attach itself solidly to the Torah, ad shenase machloikis gomur bein hatzadikim, to the point where it's not just difference of opinions. They don't talk to each other. They don't look at each other. This one won't eat and this one's that. They won't marry from them and they won't marry from them. That's not what it was during the time of the Gemara. The Gemara says that even though Shammai and Hillel disagreed solidly on certain issues of halacha pertaining to marriage, the Gemara says it didn't stop, it didn't prevent them in any way from marrying each other, etc. They knew that this particular circumstance is something that we avoid. But other than that, we're the best of friends and the greatest mutual respect, etc. That's what it was then. Nowadays, it's a different planet completely. Machlekes gomor bein hatzadikim, the kategoria bein talmidei chachamim, and persecution and major feelings, negative feelings among Talmidei Chachamim v'tzadikim asher lo yhoisa kazois, which it was never like this. It was not like this before. Those people who want to say, they look at Mishnah, they say, what do you mean? The Jews are always fighting. No way. No way. Rav Nosson Zal's explain, making very clear here what the fighting was in those days versus what it is today. It's a different animal completely. V'chol ze nimshach misham. However, where does all of this originate from? It originates from Mibchinas Hashgia Dako Shel Atzadik Shechidesh HaTorah Kanal, that tiny, tiny error that the Tzadik, who was Mechadesh HaTorah, was forced to make, Shenis Achzu Bozeh, where the Sitra Achra grabbed onto that, Ad Shebo Lidei Limud Sheloi Lishmo Legamri, to the point where, as a result of that, they were able to twist the Torah out of shape and to create a situation where there are people who are learning Torah totally sheloi lishma, that has nothing to do with Hashem. I remember once about 25 years ago when I was still living in the States, everybody gets mail. You get mail brochures from different yeshivas, everything. I remember I once got a brochure from a particular yeshiva that was advertising, recruiting students. I remember reading the whole brochure from beginning to end, and I said to my wife afterwards, I can't believe it. Would you believe it? They don't mention the word Hashem. The word Hashem is not mentioned once in this entire brochure. They talk about Midos. What happened to Hashem in a Jewish institution? It's like a dirty, we don't say that. We don't talk about him. He's in Miron. He's with the Martians. He's with the Breslau, regular, learned, intelligent Jew. We don't talk about Hashem. We talk about the Torah. We talk about the sugya. We talk about this. The Satan has a power to do that, to separate the Yiddishkeit from Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, to separate and to turn it into another scholastic thing. You have people who do deep analytical chemistry, so you have an analytical Gemara, and it's even better. It puts all the others to shame. And a person can come out being shrewd and sharp, and he can run circles around, make everybody else look stupid and feel stupid. That's what the Torah is about? That's what Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael for? To make everybody feel dumb? Or to bring people, to inspire people, to make people happy? Yeah?